Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Paul is on his way to Rome via boat and storms and shipwrecks. That's what Acts 27 is all about. After their shipwreck, Luke and Paul and the rest of the boat crew were brought to land safely in a place called Malta. And we said yesterday that we could learn two main realities from all these travel logs. First, God has a divine plan that will not be stopped. Here's the second reality we see in this chapter. Paul was always serving. Read with me Acts chapter 28, verses 3 through 10. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man was a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." He, however, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. And then it says in verse 7, "Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island, named Publius, who received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery, and Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They also honored us greatly, and when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed." So Paul, having endured beatings, riots, mistrials, imprisonment, prejudice rulings, storms, and shipwrecks, is now on the Isle of Malta, and he's picking up sticks for the fire. No matter what had happened, Paul continued to serve, even when it cost him a snake bite. He just shook it off and continued with his tending to the fire. And then, learning of his new friend's father's sickness, Paul prayed for him. He was healed, which sparked a day-long prayer and healing conference. Paul was always serving, no matter his personal situation. Are there parameters to your service? Are there tasks that you would be unwilling to do for the kingdom of God that you think in your mind are beneath you? We have a deacon at our church that anytime I'm going on a trip to preach, whether it's to a different state or to a different country, he will ask me, "Can I go with you just to carry your bags?" He just wants to serve. He wants me to focus on preaching and for him to do everything else to take care of the little things. What a servant's heart. Do you have that mindset? Would you be willing to pick up sticks for the fire on one day and then on the next spend countless hours praying for and ministering to the sick? We are praying day by day that these things could be said about you. Today, please pray for Jimmy Walker and his family, our missionaries serving in the Philippines. Also, remember the Tree Life Word broadcast in Ghana.